Music from the Eels. That was New Alphabet. That's from their new album, Wonderful Glorious. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am very happy to welcome our guests into the studio for the evening. Trey has been kind of on my radar for quite a while, thanks to Miss Glad Girl Shelly, and we've been anxiously awaiting his album, Ahead of the Pack. You can get your hands on it and celebrate with the band this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. We'll give you more details here in just a moment, but first, I want to hand things over to the WISO Performance Space for live music from Trey Stone and the Ringers.
Thank you, Julia. Thanks for having us here.
Come on, pretty baby, won't you please be home? Come on, pretty baby, won't you pick up the phone? Got a little problem and I need your help. I'm on the other side of town all by myself. Yeah, I'm coming to the house that it's only for a minute. Pack my bag, honey, put my running shoes in it. Cut the Winstons and a change of drawers. You'll find my pistol, baby, soon next to New York. Gonna be traveling with a lot of dough. You got to help me, honey, cause I'm hitting the road. Didn't do it, baby, what they said I'd done.
Here's a song called called Your Cruel, Cruel Ways. This is off the album.
You got that cruel, cruel way you treat me. You act so cool every time you meet me. And there's that awful feeling I get from the things you do.
I guess I'm swallowing my pride, 'cause what I hate deep down inside, it's just your cruel, cruel ways that keep me wanting you. Well, I don't know what to expect when I get home from work, 'cause no matter what I do for you, you make me out the jerk. There's a side of you that promises, and a side of you that lies, and a side of you that's laughing at the part of me that cries. You got that cool, cool way you treat me, you act so cool every time you meet me, and there's that awful feel I get from the things you do. I guess I'm swallowing my pride, 'cause what I hate deep down inside, it's just your cool ways that keep me wanting you. You're a million miles away from me when you're sitting in the room, and I think that I decided that I liked you far too soon. 'Cause when we get to loving, it's like you're paying me the rent, and I don't know where the line is between love and punishment.
Stone and the Ringers live in the WISS studio. We're going to be back to chat with them, hear something from the album, and hear some more live music here in just a moment. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined here in the studio by Trey Stone and the Ringers. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Juliet.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
Welcome. Welcome, one and all. I want to start off, Trey, I want to talk a little bit about your musical background. I know that you've been playing piano quite a long time, and you started off in the Chicago area and are now a Dayton transplant, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you got started playing. Was music always a part of your house growing up? Or
well, it was in that my parents had records and played them. You know, my dad the things I remember most being exposed to were Dave Brubeck and Duke Ellington from my dad's records, and my mom had a lot of Elvis Presley and a lot of musicals, that kind of thing. So that's the sort of thing I grew up, you know, with when I was really young. But then I started playing piano at a young age. It's something I expressed an interest in doing for a long time. And so ever since I was 10 years old, I started playing, you know, I've been playing the piano, and it's you know, like being right here right now, it's taken me so many amazing places.
Well, yeah.
Lucky I did it.
Yeah, and I know that prior to coming to Dayton, you were the music director for Second City in Chicago?
Yes, one of several musical directors. Second City at any given time has several musical directors, but in, you know, I was there for 15 years, which is a long time for someone to be around Second City. There are those that stay there for, you know, careers, but generally speaking, a performer is there for just a period of a few years. But I spent 15 years there, and during that time, I got to do about every musical job they had there, and got to work with a lot of amazing people. Of course, you know, I mean, most people know about the amazing list of entertainers that have come out of Second City.
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite the list of alums, of celebrated alums.
Oh yeah, you walk into the lobby at Second City in Chicago, and they have these big framed posters up now that go by decade, and it starts in the, you know, of course, the late 50s. You know, there was just Second City was founded in 1959, but it starts at the 60s, and immediately you recognize people like Alan Arkin and, you know, Robert Klein, and just, you know, a lot of amazing performers, and then into the 70s, the Belushis, and you know, on and on and on, all the way up until Tina Fey and Horatio Sanz and all those folks. Yeah, it's amazing.
Getting to work in an environment where you're not just in a band, but you're working with different types of performers, comedians and actors, and you've got, you know, an audience that's coming on a regular basis,
yeah,
and taking on other tasks other than simply playing music, you know, really directing the music. How do you feel that has shaped you as a musician and the way that you tackle, you know, your musical life now?
Well, I think that I always had an aptitude for this kind of thing. I'm the kind of kid that sang all the commercial jingles from when I was a kid and TV theme songs. I liked obscure bits of music that I heard at different places and elevators, that sort of thing. And my musical forte was already kind of in that area, because at Second City, you're called upon to play any musical style whatsoever. Like if you're in the middle of an improvised scene, somebody might freeze the scene and say, okay, we need a musical style right now, give us any musical style. And someone yells out, heavy metal. Well, you're sitting there at a piano and you're the only musician there is. You got a piano and you have six actors, and you immediately have to create a heavy metal song right there. And it could just as easily be Stephen Sondheim or, you know, klezmer music or, Cyndi Lauper. It could be anything, you know, and you have to be ready to adjust to that on a dime. And so I think that, you know, a lot of my songs nowadays don't fit necessarily the same mold in terms of style, and I think that that's just a part of me and something that I embrace, you know.
Well, I that kind of leads me to how you got this band together, because I know of these players in the room, they're all guys who play different genres and have played different types of music over the years, and I've seen them all in different contexts. How did you get this group of people together here in Dayton?
Well, let me think. I met John Dubuck because we shared a bill at a gig at the now late Jay Allen's down on Ludlow. I was sad about that closing, by the way. But I met John Dubuck, and he and I started working together. And I think the next person that I met was Leo Smith, the bass player. He was friendly enough to come and just introduce himself to us one night at South Park Tavern and said, I want to play with you guys. And so, fair enough, okay. You know, and so we have the best bass player in town all of a sudden, just because he's a friendly guy. Mike Minarsik, the drummer on the album, I knew him from a cover band in Chicago. He and I played in the same cover band, and we would play Irish bars and that type of thing around Chicago. And then there was Noah Wotherspoon on the album, and he's a person that I met one time early on when I first moved to Dayton a couple years ago. I went to a Mike Perkins gig. It was the Esther Caulfield Orchestra at Canal Street, and I went with Shelley. And I saw the guitar player, Noah Wotherspoon, and I thought, wow, he is a really great guitar player, and I met him that night. And then a year later, I decided I was going to record an album, and I thought, who am I going to get to play lead guitar on this thing? I don't know any lead guitar players. I can't do it. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to see if I, you know, get Noah Wotherspoon to do it. And so I called him up, and he's like, sure, absolutely, man. I couldn't believe it. You know, I thought, that's really great, because he's, you know, more or less famous around here. So that was the band for the album. And then Mike Mynarczyk moved to Austin, but fortunately there was this great dude waiting right here. So live, ever since the record was made, any live gig we do, we've been playing with Brian Hoflick, who, you know, is obviously a veteran of, you know, a huge part of the music scene in Dayton already, and it's been a pleasure working with him. So that's the story of the band.
And now you've got Steve Makovka sitting in on an accordion. And
Steve Makovka is with us tonight. He's an honorary ringer
Proud to be.
Yeah, good. He's going to play on a couple songs with us at the show coming up on Saturday, and he's going to play a couple songs with us tonight. One of which he just learned in the room right now, and is already killing it on. So there you go.
And that's the magic of radio right there.
Absolutely, live radio.
Some kind of magic. I don't know.
Well, tell me about this sort of melding of genres and this, you know, or lack thereof, a specific genre for the album. You know, when I'm listening, I'm hearing everything from, you know, old rock and roll to some Alan Toussaint and some of the great New Orleans piano players, a little bit of swing in there, but just a really solid musical background. Is there anybody in particular that you were maybe listening to or someone that you cite as an influence as you were going through this writing and recording process?
Well, you just mentioned Alan Toussaint, and he's, you know, just absolutely one of my idols. If you get a chance to see him, I guess for years he didn't leave New Orleans, and then after Katrina he started touring, and I've had the opportunity to see him a couple times. If anybody gets a chance to see Alan Toussaint, he's an incredible musician and has written so many songs that are in the rock and roll canon, like, you know, the famous ones, I guess, are Mother-in-Law and Working in the Coal Mine,
Southern Nights.
I mean, you know, just, you know, really great, amazing songs. He's a great piano player. Dr. John has always been a big influence on me. I've always loved his music. I love the way he sings. I guess the number one thing I'd have to say is that the Beatles were always the hugest, you know, sort of musical force in my life. I think about the same time that I started playing piano, I discovered the Beatles cartoons that were playing on WGN when I was a kid. We got cable TV, and I came home, and I turned on WGN, and I started hearing Penny Lane. I thought, what in the world is that? That doesn't sound like Elvis Presley or My Fair Lady. And so I was hooked on the Beatles for years and years. And so, you know what, now that I think about it, I think maybe some of that musical and stylistic diversity might come from listening so much to the Beatles, too, because, you know, records like Sgt. Pepper and the White Album and Abbey Road really, you know, go pretty far afield from rock and roll.
They're kind of a good gateway especially if you're a kid and you're just starting to kind of branch out. You get a lot of stuff contained in one album, like just in one sitting of Sgt. Pepper's or something like that.
Absolutely. Revolver, same yeah. type of thing. Yeah.
Well, is there I want to play a few tracks from the album. Is there any introduction you want to give to this? I think we're going to start with Things Are Coming Up.
Yeah, great. I mean, when you mentioned Alan Toussaint and the New Orleans kind of thing, I love that kind of music, and this is what that's what I had in mind when I wrote this song.
Well, let's take a listen to that one right now, and we'll be back to talk more with Trey Stone and the Ringers coming up here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. This one's from Ahead of the Pack, and it's called Things Are Coming Up.
Something good, things are coming up, and they're feeling just like they should. Things are coming up, and it's looking like a brand new day. Hey, it's been a long time coming around, but honey, things are coming up. Things are growing fast, and I finally know the reason why. Towards the sky.
something good. Things are coming up, and they're feeling just like they should. Things are coming up, and it's looking like a brand new day. Hey, it's been a long time coming around, but honey, things are coming up. Sometimes I'm not as good as I think I am. Sometimes I turn out better than I thought. I work so hard at trying to be true to myself while pretending I am something that I'm not. I move boldly into unknown situations, but often end up crippled by my fear. But hey, I'm only human, and I don't know what I'm doing. So give me a break, my dear. Sometimes I close myself off from the whole world, and solitude seems to fit me like a glove. I hide from all the things that I did to me, but then you always seem to hurt the one you love. It's a struggle just to cope with my emotions, and it's hard to keep my toes up on the line. But hey, I'm only human, and I don't know what I'm doing. So give me a break this time. I'm not too good at math, I rarely take a bath, and I have trouble getting my assignments done. My memory is hazy, you know I'm kinda lazy, and I think that I look funny when I run. Imperfect, and adversity seems to stop you on a dime. Hey, you're only human, and you don't know what you're doing. So give yourself a break this time. Give yourself a break this time.
Music right there from Trey Stone's new album. It's called Ahead of the Pack. We've got Trey Stone and the Ringers in the house. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello. Now, you guys are going to be hitting the stage Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. It's going to be an amazing show. Tell me about who is going to be joining you. I understand you're going to have musical guests and a special host as well.
Yeah, that's right. The host is... with the improv connection, my improv history, got an improv connection. Mr. Justin Howard from the Dayton's Black Box Improv Theater is going to be hosting the show. And the first musical act is going to be our good friend Tim Pritchard, who's, if anybody's not familiar, is a wonderful musician and songwriter here in town. He's the leader of Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite. We've played on a couple bills with those guys, and they're fantastic.
Some backing vocals on your record.
And in fact, yes, in fact, he sang backing vocals on one song on the record on Picture Show, and came up with a lot of those parts. That was a very blurry night. It was an impromptu. Hey, Tim, by the way, do you have time to come to a recording session after this? Okay. And so, yeah.
5 hours later.
Sometimes that's just the best way those things turn out.
Yeah, it turned out great. So, and then after Tim does an acoustic set, the Repeating Arms are going to come up. And again, those guys are great friends of ours. We've played with them before. You know, I'm kind of blown away by those guys, to tell you the truth, because they're not that old of a band. But it seems like in the short time they've been together, they've really accomplished a lot and they've made a great name for themselves. They play great music. Great songs. Harold's a wonderful singer. They're all, you know, they're just one of our favorite bands. And so it was a real treat for us when they said they were going to be available to do it. And same with Tim. And so those are the first two, and then we're going to close up the show. And we're really looking forward to it. Everybody in the whole listening area, please come. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Absolutely. And I take it you'll have the album available at the show as well for people to get their hands on?
Come on, girl. You know I am.
You're on that. You are on that.
We done tried to tell you one time.
Yeah, man, I told you I'm going to have that album there.
Well, for folks who may be listening from afar, how can they get their hands on the album?
Oh, gosh, a myriad of ways. You can buy a physical CD on the internet at cdbaby.com. If digital downloads are more your thing, then you can go to amazon.com and search for it, or it's also available on iTunes. And I want to mention that it's also available right here at Dayton, in Dayton at Omega Music and the Record Gallery in the Oregon District.
Excellent. So all kinds of ways to get your hands on this album. You're going to want to have your very own copy. It's called Ahead of the Pack. Now, moving forward from Saturday night, do you guys have any big plans for the summer? You're going to try to play around town or get out on the road a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, the goal is to get it, out of town. Of course, we love playing Dayton, but also, I want to take it out of town as quickly as possible, too. Starting with Cincinnati and Columbus and Indianapolis, and then Chicago and beyond. Hope to be in Tokyo next year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do like a remote broadcast.
Well, actually, if I could just put this out there right now, I mean, it's a personal goal of mine to play and be the musical guest on Prairie Home Companion, and I don't know if you happen to be a personal friend of Garrison Keillor's or not, but if you could just put that out there in public radio land, we'd be glad to do that, Garrison.
Fair enough.
It's Mr. Keillor to you,
friend. Mr. Keillor, excuse me. I'm sorry. I had no idea you were here. Whoa.
Thanks for listening. And I appreciate you coming in.
How do you breathe and talk at the same time?
To listen to our broadcast.
Yeah. Seriously, though, I love that show. They got a lot of good music on there.
They do, definitely, yeah. Definitely. If people want to connect with you guys online, where should they go?
ReverbNation.com/TreyStone777. That's TreyStone777.
What would be your current ranking?
Oh, I am now the number one Americana artist in the Dayton area, according to Reverb Nation.
Ooh, very nice.
So there you go.
Man, who listens to Americana?
Yeah, but it's Americana. Yeah. Yeah.
That park closed down years ago.
Oh, there hasn't been Americana music here for 50 years.
Don't get me started on Americana stories. I could go for a while.
Well, but you see, that's the problem, though. He's like, when I first joined Reverb Nation, I thought, well, I guess I'll put myself under blues. And so I was there, and I thought, but, you know, that's not right. It's not blues music. So I put myself under rock. And so there I was next to a lot of, you know, metal bands and, you know, just like hard rock bands, you know. And I thought, no, that's not right either. It's just it's separate things. And so I finally was looking through the list, and I was like, you know what, Americana, I think that's it, because I think that's sort of what the album captures, and I think that's what the band kind of captures is not a specific, you know, like we're trying to sound like Eddie Cochran or Chuck Berry or the Beatles or anything. We're just trying to represent, you know, American music in a broad sense. And I that's one of the things I like about the records. I think it brings a lot of different American influences together into one thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. Well, shall we hear some more live music?
Yeah, right on.
All right. We're going to give these guys a second to get ready, get set. And you all get ready, get set, because when we come back, we're going to hear some more live tunes from Trey Stone and the Ringers. Catch them Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern for the release of Ahead of the Pack. We've got details up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Stick around. More live music to come here on Kaleidoscope.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions weekdays from 10 to 1 on WYSO. I hope you'll come along and enjoy some of the finest music heard anywhere. From the earliest tunes ever recorded to the freshest music being made today, you'll find it all right here. We embark weekday mornings at 10. Come along, it's a new journey every day. Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and it's time for some more live music. I'm going to hand things back over to the WYSO performance space to Trey Stone and the Ringers. They're going to be playing some tunes for us.
Oh, one, two, three.
Every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Illinois Street. Every street that I cross, I seem to get lost back on Illinois Street. The only friend that I have is a well-worn path and the blisters upon. Every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Illinois Street. With every beer that I drink, I just can't help but think of when we first met. She walked up to my chair, she brushed back my hair and lit my cigarette. Now I drink in the car, 'cause the boys in the bar have figured out that we're through. And I know that she's in their love, somebody new. See, seems to stare back at me like my sadness is a well-known fact. The gutters await my arrival, and the crickets laugh behind my back. I guess they'll never see someone lonely as me, and I feel I'm the town seems to bring me around.
every street that I cross, I seem to get lost back on Illinois Street. The only friend that I have is a well-worn path and the blisters upon my feet. And every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Illinois Street. Every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Illinois Street.
Well, we were just going to go straight into the next song, but I think maybe this bears mentioning, Juliet, that we got a world premiere on our hands right here. That's
that
right.
Does bear mentioning.
It does bear mentioning. John's getting his electric guitar on right now, and we're going to play a brand new song that I wrote recently, and it's called Too Much Love. All right, take it away, Brian.
Too much candy.
Right on. Okay. Here we go.
This here's a song off the album, again, called Picture Show.
She left him sitting in the movies. Was a gap in her line, and he was right there on time. And she'd seen him in a magazine. All the things that she said must have gone to his head. And he took her first chance. She got away quick. She left him sitting in the movies.
Trey Stone and the Ringers live in the WYSO studios. Check them out Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. It is their album release party for Ahead of the Pack. They're going to be playing with the Repeating Arms, and Tim Pritchard, Justin Howard of the Black Box Improv Theater is going to be hosting the evening. Be sure to be there. We've got all the details up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you all so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Julia, thank you very much for having us, and see everybody at Canal Street Tavern in Dayton on Saturday night.
Thank you.
Be there.
Check it out. Be there. You're going to want to be there. We're going to hear another one from Ahead of the Pack here in just a moment. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Here's another one from Ahead of the Pack. Check out Trey Stone and the Ringers Saturday night at Canal Street.